back and calling for Patricia Spencer. I bought a house in Iowa, Fairfield. And I was going through the deed and I noticed that Robert and Patricia Spencer were once owners, and I just wanted to reach out. Sorry that I didn't get a chance to talk to Robert, but I enjoy the house very much and thought I'd just touch base. It definitely is. Yeah, so your memory is very good, Patricia. My wife and I love the house and our son. So hopefully. Well, yes, I did notice that in 2020. Sorry, I didn't think of this 2 years or 3 years earlier. But it's a lovely house, and still I put a new roof on it, and it's I made it. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I'm very impressed with Robert's credentials. You know, that he was star athlete, and he joined the army, and class president. And it's quite an honor to live in a house where such a great man has lived. Yeah, if you ever want. If you ever want to see what the. Oh, well, I bought it from Warren Wetchler in 2006, and he bought it from a doctor, Dr. Rothenberg, before that. And then.
Charlie
Oh, I got I see that in the records. So I took all those papers, over 100 papers, and I scanned them so I could view the house history. So, yeah, do you have an email address? I could email it what I'm putting. Don't do email. Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, it's so yeah. Do you know when the house was built? Do you happen to remember? I heard 1935, but it's oh yeah. Yeah, my wife likes a nice big kitchen, and the tunnel to the garage, yes, that's my favorite part. I drive in, then I can go through the tunnel. Although I have to reinforce it. It's sagging a little bit, but it's still usable. Oh, that's right. Well, most of the floors on the first floor are wooden, so we're keeping the wood. The kitchen has linoleum, kind of a green linoleum covering it. And my wife wants to change that. Oh, epoxy material.
And it was made like rocks with grouting around them.
Well, rocks with grouting around it. Oh, okay. Oh, my dear. Yeah, it could have been the doctor, Dr. Rothenberg, perhaps, or Warren Wetzler did some remodeling. Yep. And I've done some but yeah, shaddock, kind of like haddock the fish, shad. Combine shad and haddock and you got shaddock. And in the attic I put in a skylight along the roof ridge, and it really opens up the attic to a usable storage space. Otherwise it used to be so dark up there, and now it's nice and light. So that's a major thing I did, and I reinforced the garage walls, put it on the new roof. So things are going pretty well. So I'm working on paying off the mortgage and hope to have that behind me soon. Well, it's, oh, really? Oh.
Yeah,
Oh. Oh, yeah. The courthouse is still there. Oh. Is is Wow. Well, is that great? Oh, the Oh, really? Parsons College owned it, or what? Isn't that's Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. I was trying to go through the deeds and see who sold it to who and why did they sell it. Well,
Yeah,
isn't that something? Okay, receivership, Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, and then Bob was director of athletics. Wow, that's great. That's okay. Well, Patricia, it's an honor to talk to you, and thank you for sharing those stories. If you ever want to share some stories, I'm all ears. I'm a semi-retired, and I'm putting together a website about the house. It's called a Fairfield, Iowa home. FairfieldIowaHome.com. If you ever want to see it on the internet. So,
Okay, well, thanks
Okay, Patricia, have a wonderful day, and my prayers and blessings for Robert. It's an honor to live where such a nice couple lived.
Thank
So thank you, and God bless you. All right.
you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.